Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the 17 till the hour. 43, not 34. 43 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm really not dyslexic, folks. I know it sounds like it sometimes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the talk show host, You Can't Tell Time. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Gerald Celente, one of my favorite folks in the world, founding member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Trends Research Institute, trendsresearch.com. Is that right, Gerald?
Yes, trendsresearch.com.
That's where you can find his books. You can find the Trends Journal, which is a periodical that's outstanding. I'm telling you, folks, you need to know what Gerald and his people are working on. This is one of the places you got to go to find the implications that are going to have a big part of where what your business is going to be dealing with in the next year, two or three. Gerald, I want to talk about a couple of things in the next couple of segments. Cryptocurrencies, and notice I didn't just say Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency, the concept of the money, and also blockchain, which is the technology under some of the cryptocurrencies, but not all. What are your thoughts on cryptocurrencies?
Well, they're here to stay. You may see, for example, a pullback, and we've already seen it, but we don't see them going away. They're going to be what's really driving the prices, for example, of Bitcoin. And it's very important that, and you mentioned it's more than Bitcoin. When you look at, for example, Bitcoin at one point, even last year, earlier part of last year, controlled about 80% of the crypto market, and now it's down to about 33-35%. So all these other cryptocurrencies have come in. With Bitcoin, was basically a populist coin.
Mm-hmm.
People believing, why should I buy dollars, yen, yuan, euros, when all they do is print this stuff up? It's digital money backed by nothing. So I want to go into a currency where they can't print as much as they want. They say they're going to put a limit of 21 million coins mm-hmm. on it, and that the value will continue to increase. Now, what's happened is governments have come out against it, and that's what's driven the price down.
Well, yeah, it's an assault on their sovereignty.
Exactly. It makes banks basically the whole technology of both Bitcoin and blockchain mm-hmm. is making banking unnecessary.
Not just banking, a lot of other industries. But
let me just finish the thought on this. Now, having said that, what country is synonymous with banking money and making it safe to keep there is Switzerland.
Yeah.
And they're leading the charge to become the crypto nation.
Hmm.
So when you see the Swiss behind it, I mean, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. But when I see the richest people in the world who haven't been in a war since 1850, when war's breaking out all around them, and they got all this dough and they're into banking, and they're going to make them, they are talking about making Switzerland the crypto capital of the world, I say this thing's going to continue.
Well, and the thing, though, what I think is going to go is it's not going to go like we've been seeing it. Cryptocurrencies are not going to grow the way we've been seeing them, because it's been sort of a beanie baby scenario with the currency doesn't need to be the investment product. It needs to be a currency. Don't call it a currency if people are bidding it up and trying to get rich and the thing's crashing. That's not a real currency. That's tulips or beanie babies or something. But what cryptocurrency, in my opinion, when it's going to grow, when it's going to catch on, is when people are entering into contracts through a blockchain type technology, where you get paid. The contract pays you in a cryptocurrency that you can rely on. It's not that it's going to $5 of cryptocurrency is going to be worth 20 tomorrow, but $5 today when you enter the contract is going to be worth $5 when you finish your contract in a month.
Exactly. And also the cryptocurrencies that have a product, a service, and a use.
Right.
And that a lot of it does tie into a blockchain technology. And again, the blockchain technology is, I mean, this is really a 21st century accounting method in many
yeah.
different ways.
Well, and you know what else it is? This is so important. We got to point this out, Gerald. Blockchain is as close as we're going to get, at least right now, to putting trust in a digital environment. It is,
you know,
it is trust, is digital, is as close as we have to digital trust.
Look, I agree, and that's why it's staying, and that's why you're even seeing banks and nations getting involved in it. Healthcare, you go down, up and down the line. You know, blockchain is, as I said, you know, this is the 21st century. You know, whether you understand it, like it, it's a blueprint for a new economy.
But then
we see it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I know, and we see blockchain being an essential element in many aspects of business.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to the cryptocurrencies, the ones that reflect that and have a purpose, a service, and a product, those are the cryptocurrencies we see growing. And again, like Ripple, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
saying now that even you know, Saudi Arabia is using the Ripple technology.
Right. Well, what I think is going to happen as we go to a break here is instead of cryptocurrencies pulling blockchain with it into the marketplace, I think blockchain is going to pull cryptocurrency into the marketplace. I think that's the direction it's going to go. We're going to talk about this some more into different kinds of technology like blockchain after this break with our good friend Gerald Celente. TrendsResearch.com is his website. When you go there, you'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.